Yesterday we learned the halachas of sleeping under a bed in a sukkah, or someone that just goes and puts up four poles around the bed and then drapes some sheets to serve as a canopy above the bed. The halacha was, if it is not 10 tefachim off the ground, in the case of the bed, that means if you do not have 10 tefachim of airspace from the ground to the top, from to the bottom of the bed, in the case of this canopy, you do not have 10 tefachim from the ground to the top of it, and you do not have, or you do not have, the width of a tefach serving as a roof, the halachi is that you're considered sleeping under the schach. Whereas, if it is both 10 tefachim high, as well as has the roof of at least the width of a tefach, you are considered sleeping under this canopy rather than under the schach, and you're not yotze. Today we continue, but this time we're not talking about putting four poles around the bed and then draping a sheet over it. We're talking about something that's really built in. The bed itself has four posts that continue above the level of the mattress, and there's a canopy on top of that. That is considered something that is so kavua, it is considered something that is a permanent fixture, so long as it has the roof of a tefach, which it definitely does, because we're talking about the four posts going straight up. Even though it is not 10 tefachim high, the halacha is that you're not considered sleeping under the schach. You are considered sleeping inside this canopy. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prima Gadim that this is a daraisa. At this point, it is a davar kavua. We consider it a daraisa. You are not considered sleeping under the schach. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings the third case. The third case is also something kavua, but a lot different, in that you do not have four posts coming up. You have one post coming up, one pole coming up in at one side of the bed, meaning, say, one at the head and one at the feet, at the center of the bed. And then you have another pole that goes from one side to the other. In other words, what you've got is one, and then one that is connecting the two of them. And on top of that, you go and put some kind of canopy that is draped. It goes from one side to the other side. So it's the kind of thing that more or less comes to a point. There the halachi is that it is not as kavua as in the previous case. We do not consider it a real permanent canopy. We therefore say that if it is not 10 tefachim high, if you do not have 10 tefachim, and in this case 10 tefachim from the bed, because this is built into the bed. This is not taking four poles outside the bed. This is built into the bed. If you do not have 10 tefachim from the bed going up to the top of this, the halachi is that it will not stand between you and the schach. You are considered sleeping within the sukkah. Now, if it does not have 10 tefachim, you do not have 10 tefachim from the bed to this canopy, but it's got the roof of a tefach, then the halachi is that it separates between you and the schach because of the roof of the tefach. So it's one or the other. It's either 10 tefachim or the roof of a tefach. Here the halacha is, that there are some who hold that even if it is 10 tefachim high, if it doesn't have the roof of a tefach, it's really kosher. However, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, he's got a bir halacha that discusses this also, and he says that that is possible. So again, here the halacha would be that either if it's 10 tefachim high, or has the roof of a tefach, either one of them will make it possible. However, this psul is a derabbanan. Unlike the case of the four posts, which was a daraisa, this is considered a derabbanan. So let's go over the three categories again. The first is where you simply go and put four poles into the ground and drape sheets around them. It is not anything that is built into the bed itself. There the halacha is you need 10 tefachim from the ground and a roof of a tefach to say that it separates between you and the schach. Whereas if it's built into the bed, so there the halacha is, if something comes off the four posts, the halachi is, even if it's not 10 tefachim high, it is pasul midaraisa, according to everybody. If you only have two posts, and it does not have the roof of a tefach, and it is not 10 tefachim high, the halachi is that it is kosher. Whereas, if it's got either the roof of a tefach, or it's 10 tefachim high, the halachi is that it is pasul midrabanan, it separates between you and the schach. Now, when we first learned the halacha of sleeping under a bed, I brought up the issue of sleeping under a bunk bed, meaning you're sleeping on the bottom bed, but there's another bed on top of you. What do we consider that? So I mentioned that if you do not have 10 tefachim from your bed to the bed on top of you, we should not consider that an ohel. The question is, are we to say that this is a dover kavua? Are we to say that this is something that is really so permanent, and therefore, even if you have fewer than 10 tefachim, we should say that it makes it possible? The Mishneh Berurah explains that when we say permanent, there's an added side to it, and that is, it is made as a permanent cover for the thing under it. When it says kavua, kavua means permanent for that which is under it. He does this in order to answer the question, why isn't the single bed, not a bunk bed, why isn't the single bed a dover kavua? How can you sleep under the bed that is fewer than 10 tefachim off the ground? How can we say that that's not an ol? Why isn't the bed kavua? Says the Mishneh Berurah, because a bed is not made for something under it. It's made for sleeping on top of it. As opposed to this canopy, which is made to protect the area under it. So it's a dover kavua as a covering for what's under it. So now we really have to ask ourselves, when you're dealing with a bunk bed, if it's made in a way that it's clear that the top bed is also serving as something of a canopy to what's under it, it's built in a way that it's really made as a nice kind of cover to what's under it, there one can claim that it's a dover kavua, it's made for what's under it, and therefore not having 10 tefachim is not a necessity for it to make it possible. Whereas, if it's just clearly another bed stuck on top, and it's just in your way, then you do need 10 tefachim in order for it to be puzzle, otherwise it'll be kasha. So, we have our Sif Beis and Sif Gimel here, which is, Sif Aleph first was, you can't sleep under the bed in the sukkah. Sif Beis was where you have poles outside the bed. It is not considered kavua. You need 10 tefachim off the ground and a roof of a tefach. Whereas, if it is kavua, so there the halacha is, that if we're talking about four posts, you don't need 10 tefachim off the bed. The halacha is, and remember where you're measuring from the bed, because that's where these posts are coming out of. The halacha is that it is puzzle anyway, as long as it's four posts coming up and a roof over it. Or, if in the case where you just have two posts coming up and it's draped as something of a teepee going up and down, so there the halacha is that if you have either a roof of a tefach or a height of 10 tefachim off the bed, either one of those will make them puzzle. If not, it's kasha. The next halacha is where you actually drape a sheet underneath the schach in your sukkah for the sake of decorating it, a decorative sheet. Your noi sukkah, the minig is to decorate your sukkah in honor of the sukkah, you used a decorative sheet underneath the schach. So the halacha is that if it is within four tefachim of the schach, it is batel to the schach. It is considered not a covering of its own. It is considered batel to the schach. It's like a piece of the schach. The halacha is that it is kosher. Whereas if it's more than four tefachim from the schach, the halacha is that it is pasul. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that this is only if it was put there for the sake of decorating the sukkah. Whereas if it was put there for some other purpose, if it was not lenoi, even within four tefachim it is pasul. The halacha is that even within four tefachim it is pasul. Now, we're going to see at a later point that there's actually a machlokas in this. We are machmir. We're going to see a machlokas. There will be those who say that unless it is something necessary to keep your sukkah kosher, the halacha is it will be good. It's a machlokas rishonim. But at this point, the Shulchan Aruch says that unless it is there as a decoration, the halacha is that it is pasul even if it's within four tefachim, and as a decoration, the only time it's kosher is within four tefachim. The Ramah says that there is a minhag of not hanging any noi sukkah more than four tefachim from the actual schach. Your noi sukkah should not be coming down lower than four tefachim away from the schach. The Mishneh Berurah points out that if you're talking about having a light hanging, you should not have it too close to the schach because that could be a fire hazard. He was obviously talking about some kind of candle burning, but the same would go for an electric light bulb if it's too close to the schach. Considering the things we use as schach, there's a good chance that could chalila catch fire. So there we don't worry about it. So that, once again, if you're sleeping under something that is inside the sukkah, the rule was that if it is 10 tefachim high, If it is 10 tefachim high and has the roof of a tefach, the halacha is that separates between you and the schach, you are not yotze. Whereas, if it is not 10 tefachim high and does not have the roof of a tefach, only if it is a dover kavua, if it is something that is standing there and is made to cover you, only there would it be possible. The halacha is that something that is semi-kavua, so the kavua case was 4 posts coming up. If it's 2 posts coming up, there the halacha is you need either 10 tefachim high or a roof of a tefach to make it possible. In the case of draping something under the schach, so we said that if it's there lenoy for decoration and it's within 4 tefachim of the schach, the halacha is that it is kosher, otherwise it's possible. Now, there's something else the Mishnah Berurah brings up, and that is that we learned back with the halacha of the sukkah under the tree, that if the tree is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, the first opinion said that does not disturb. Over here, we're talking about, say, some kind of sheet. What if that's a lace, a mesh, something that is chamsa meruba mitzilsa? Would we say here, too, that that's not a problem, or would we say that it is? So the Mishnah Berurah says, first he says this as the halacha, and then he brings those who disagree. But he says that the halacha is that over here we're not talking about the problem of sitting under two schachs, where we learn out of the pasuk basukos without the vav that you're only supposed to sit under one schach. Here we're talking about the problem of you're being in an ohel. In an ohel, and therefore you're not in the sukkah. The laws of ohel say nothing about silsa meruvim mechamsa. The halacha is that if you're talking about something that has walls, goes up, and has a roof, that is considered an ohel. In which case, even if it's chamsa merubim mitzilsa, it's problematic. So that if you're talking about whether you drape something under the schach, it's not lenoy, it's more, or it's lenoy and it's more than 4 tefachim down. If it's chamsa merubim mitzilsa, that's not going to help you. You're still not sitting in the sukkah. He does mention that there is an opinion that says that it is kosher if it's chamsa merubim mitzilsa. Now, another thing, even in the case of a noy that is hanging down more than 4 tefachim from the top, how wide does it have to be a problem? So the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Ikar Halacha is that if it is not 4 tefachim wide, if we are not talking about something that is 4 tefachim wide, it is not problematic. Nevertheless, the minhag of the Ramah, which is to hang your noy sukkah within 4 tefachim of the sukkah, most of our noy sukkah is not 4 tefachim wide, still, we try to hang things very high up in order that we not make a mistake and end up hanging something where if you sit under it, you're going to be considered sitting outside the sukkah.